Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
Welcome to Monday morning. Weekend good, Hayley?
I had a great weekend, thank you.
How about you, Jamie?
Yeah, not bad at all, thank you.
Started off Friday night.
Did it?
Big party night.
Well, what do you...
How was your weekend, by the way?
Oh, thanks for asking.
That's all right.
Yeah, it was all right. It was a bit windy, wasn't it?
Windy.
Yeah, certainly was.
Yes.
Little bit windy. What did you do Friday night? Nothing, I don't think.
Nothing.
No, nothing at
no.
all. No. You too?
Do you know what? I went to the gym.
We saw each other in the gym Friday night.
Friday night in the gym.
Friday
How
night in the gym.
Things have changed.
Grown up.
No, not yet. Because
no.
Friday night in the gym, Friday night doing nothing, that's when you know you've
true.
Grown up.
Very true.
You know, when you're thinking, oh, I wonder what's on telly tonight. Let's have a look. Friday night TV.
Yeah, went to the gym. I can't believe the amount of people in there. It's really busy.
I can't believe the amount of times you go to the gym.
Do you know what?
One Leisure are going to be saying, you know, we said it's unlimited use of the gym with this gold card.
Yeah, you're taking the mickey a little bit.
You're starting to, yeah.
Especially because I'm taking full advantage, because obviously you can have a trainer going round with you at some points, can't you?
Do you do that as well?
Yeah. I've got two sessions booked in this week. One with Mike at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, and then 2 o'clock with Lottie on Thursday. Yes, I have.
Taking full advantage of it.
Wow, well, good.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, good on you. You look so much better for it
as
well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I need to kind of find my mojo. You know, I feel as if I'm 14 again at school, you know, and it's a rainy Wednesday and it's PE day and you're trying to find anything to get you out of it.
Do you know what? I had detentions at school for PE. Of not doing
what, getting
it.
Out of PE?
Trying to get out of PE. Another letter from Mum.
What did they make you do in detention?
You just sort of have to sit in a room, don't you? It's not the best thing.
See, what they should have done is made you run around the field.
Yeah.
In your pants.
In your pants and vest.
Yes.
That's what you used to have to do when you forgot your kit, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
I
have run through the streets of Cambridge in my pants and vest.
Have you really?
Absolutely serious.
Do you know what? I used to kick off so bad. I really, really hated PE. Bad. And then the following year, I sort of like, I don't know, I just got used to having to go to school and do PE every week. And I got,
like most people.
Like most people, yeah, like most people. But I became so good that I used to sort of teach an aerobics class at the beginning of a PE lesson for a warm-up with my teacher. And at the end of the year, I got a PE award.
What?
I did, because I became such a sports person, you know, like, I'd be good.
Sorry, that was my jaw hitting the...
I did. Ask.
You got a PE award.
Right. So, Mrs. Walters' class on a Tuesday, 10 o'clock.
Are you actually sure it was a PE award?
I used to go into East Hall at Sandown High, and I used to do an aerobic instructions. I used
did
to instruct
really?
This class.
It wasn't a pie-eating award, was it?
They
just shortened it to PE.
Yeah, I used to do a little aerobic warm-up, ready for the lesson. And yeah, at the end of the year, I got the PE award and had to go up an awards ceremony and collect my award.
Everyone's like...
Who is this girl?
Sounds about as useful as the Spanish award that I won at school.
I used to be good at aerobics, you know. Bit of a grapevine and a step two. Oh,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Neither have I.
Grapevine and a turn to the right. Yeah.
Do you actually write the cha-cha slide?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. 11 minutes past seven. It's Isle of Wight Radio. It's a Monday morning.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, 24 minutes past 7. I love the Isle of Wight. I love the Isle of Wight, especially when a new store opens on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Something new.
Like the new KFC has opened last week. Now, we've already got a KFC, so, you know, you can travel into Newport and go to KFC if you want, but... The new KFC is obviously offering something new, and the queues were crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I couldn't
Friday
believe
night.
It.
I thought they were giving chicken away.
Do you know what it's like that?
It was unbelievable. The cars, there was a traffic backlog through Lake, around the Merry Gardens bit, because of everybody queuing for this new KFC.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I wasn't in the queue, so.
I was.
Just to make that point.
And did you find any differences from the regular KFC?
Nope. Still got my boneless bucket.
Exactly. Boneless bucket.
Lovely.
The same.
Baked beans and corn.
Are you the person that orders the baked beans?
I do have the baked beans.
They are good.
Baked
are
beans.
They?
Yeah,
they
they're
are,
like barbecue
yeah.
baked beans.
Oh,
no, but do you know what always happens?
Coleslaw.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. You go
refreshes the palate.
Go through the drive-thru, ask for baked beans, and then never put a fork in there.
Oh, I know.
It drives me nuts.
You have to use a spork.
Yeah, your chip. You have to use your chips.
What, to eat your baked beans?
To eat your baked beans, they never give you a fork.
Yeah.
Well, two together.
I would write to the Colonel. I bet if you actually drove past right now, there'd be people queuing, waiting for it to open.
Yeah.
Just so you can say, have you been to the new one? Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Imagine if Nando's opens on the R5.
Don't rate it.
What?
Don't rate Nando's. I'm not a lover.
It's one less for the queue,
very
isn't it?
True.
Yeah, it's one less for the queue. You'll be there, though.
I would try it out.
Yeah, see,
oh,
exactly.
Here we go, yeah.
Just
yeah.
to say, nah, I knew I hated it.
People like you making us queue longer.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
even want to go.
Exactly. I mean, Hayley's got a tent already, just in case, that Burger King...
Yeah. Standard, yep.
Nando's or Primark open on the Isle of Wight. Any of those three, Hayley is willing to camp
girl.
Out for a full week. Yeah, that's kind of like everything you need in life.
Do you know what
it?
That is winning
yeah.
for me?
Your clothing, you get your food,
yeah.
and you get a snack.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Isle of Wight Radio. Hello, morning. Nearly 20 to 8. It's the way the island likes to wake up. Don't forget, you can always be with us through our podcast. It's normally updated every single day, and you can catch up with everything that's been going on and take us with you. You can subscribe by going to your favourite podcast thing and just searching for Topping in the Morning.
Yes.
Simple as that.
It's on Spotify and other things as well, isn't it?
That's on loads, iTunes and, Google Podcasts and other stuff. So, it is time for today's Headline or Hearsay. Brand new week, brand new chance for Jamie to shine.
I was going to say to lose.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
That's okay.
Nice negative start there.
Okay, let's play Headline or Hearsay.
Onions that won't make you cry when you cut into them will soon hit the market, and they're not genetically modified. After decades of research and crossbreeding between different varieties of the kitchen essential root vegetable, scientists have developed a tearless solution. Dubbed the Sunion, it's sweet and crunchy and won't make your eyes water when you cut into it. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
You see, you pretty much had me there until you said the what's it called? The Sunion.
Sunion.
Sunion. How many times have you cut an onion with sunglasses on, with a spoon in your mouth, chopping?
Never,
so you don't
never,
cry?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Is that
oh,
a
wow.
trick, is it?
Yeah, they say if you put a spoon in your mouth.
Apparently, the spoon thing is supposed to work.
With
really?
A pair of sunglasses in the kitchen. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Wow, it's just me then.
Do you wear goggles or sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
Okay.
It's funny though, isn't it? Some onions are worse than others.
Yeah.
Some of them, I mean, you cut them and you walk back into the kitchen 10 minutes later.
Still
and
got you.
It's like the police have been in there with some pepper spray.
Yes.
So what do we think? Is it headline or hearsay?
On Facebook, Mark Birch says hearsay. Eric Whitewood says hearsay. Bryn says headline. Mandy says, oh no, headline. So yeah, mixed reaction. Mm.
Don't forget, if you are on Facebook, it'd be great if you could like and share. That's what the boss has told me to say. So like and share, please, so we don't get fired. I think... See, I was going to go with a headline on that.
Was you? I'm thinking that's a hearsay.
Okay, we'll go with hearsay then.
It's actually a headline.
See,
it is a headline, yeah.
You didn't have to go with me.
I'm not saying anything.
Jamie's in the lead.
Danny Dyer is being lined up as the next celebrity to appear on CBBS Bedtime Story segment to read a small tale for the children of the UK. Danny was recently revealed as being a distant relative of the royal family and actually starred on BBC's Right Royal Family last week. The EastEnders star will appear on the show to read Louise Yates's Dog Loves Books in March. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Wow.
Couldn't speak.
Didn't Tom Hardy do this?
Yes. Yeah, they do get... I mean, it's quite a privilege to be asked to do it.
Yeah. He can read
me a story.
You see,
What?
He can read me a story if he wants. Tom Hardy. He's a nice looking chap, isn't he? I'm not sure about Danny Dyer doing it, though.
See, it wouldn't surprise... I mean, you know, he's got kids, hasn't he?
He has got children.
You know, and they...
He did win an award last week, didn't he?
Did he?
On the NTAs.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
what was that for?
For Best Actor. No, I don't know what award. It was an award at the NTAs. Yeah. I can't remember what award, though.
Okay. So what do we think? Headline or hearsay?
Maureen says hearsay. Mandy says headline. Mark says headline.
I think it's probably a... What do you think?
I think it could be a headline.
Okay, yeah, I do too. Let's go headline.
Boom, positive start. It's a hearsay.
Oh!
Oh, really?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Excellent stuff, yeah. Completely made up.
Well done, Jamie.
So in the words of Mr. Topping, this one's just for fun.
No, we're doing double or quits on this one.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Working in a closed office space can mean if there's a flu or bug going around, everyone tends to get it. But when the problem is usually associated with poor air ventilation, other health issues can arise. According to researchers, adding some greenery to our workspace offers a whole different range of benefits, including preventing sick days and reducing stress. And while adding indoor plants can help brighten up a dull workspace, they can also help purify the air. Is that headline or hearsay?
Indoor what?
What did I say?
You said indoor pants, I think.
did I? Plants.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that is his Brummie accent.
Plants, yeah. Indoor plants. Can help brighten the workspace.
Right, brilliant. Right then.
What do you think it is then? Headline or hearsay?
I think... I think, yeah. I mean,
it is always one person comes in a little bit poorly. Everyone's got it, haven't
yeah,
they?
Every
Jamie's
single...
got it every day.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. There's bigger snowflakes in this office than me. No names. What do you reckon? I mean, I've already won today, but.
All right, Jamie, do you want to go for the clean sweep?
Look, yeah, do you know what? It'd be nice.
Maureen says hearsay. Mandy says I'd watch it. I think that was the last question. Mark Birch thinks it's headline. David Dunsby says headline. Mandy Parent says, I love indoor plants. Bryn Jones says headline. You see...
the only thing with indoor plants, you forget to water them, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've had indoor plants before. They don't last very long with me. I think that's probably... I think it's probably a headline.
I think it's a headline.
Yeah.
We've got some daffodils in the office today as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a drinking glass. Lovely. Let's go. Should we go headline?
Let's go headline.
Headline.
It is a headline. Yes. Yay. It is.
Yay. Pulled one back.
Well done.
Yeah. Jamie's in the lead. Who ever thought we would ever, ever say that? Headline or hearsay, back same time, same place tomorrow.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Destiny's Child, Say My Name. 6 minutes to 8, we're playing for £500. It's the last couple of days before we give away the cash on White Fibre's Need for Speed. Did you go yesterday? Pickle Wars was happening yesterday. One of the greatest events on the Isle of Wight.
Wow.
So if you haven't been along, basically, there are hundreds of different pickles, like pickled onions, for you to try, and they battle it out.
Wow.
And I have been there. I imagine the judges are probably feeling a little bit of indigestion. When there's only so many...
I love pickled onions.
Yeah, I don't.
When you've got like 40-odd different... Well, actually 50 entries. So you'd if as a judge, you'd have had to try 50 pickled onions.
That's like a Bush Tucker trial to me, that is.
And some of them are weird. Some of them are like chocolate.
Chocolate?
The chocolate pickled onion.
Wow. Wow.
Other ones in the past, I know, have included things like chili, pickled onions. So, yeah. Well done if you went along. It raised more than £65,000.
That's amazing.
Over the last 18 years. So
that's amazing.
Well done to everyone that's gone down and taken part in that. It really is an event. I'm amazed. I mean, that's a TV series waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know,
following the 50 picklers with what they're going to do.
It's one of the quirky Isle of Wight events, isn't it?
Just brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Well done if you went along there and supported that. And we look forward to finding out exactly how much was raised yesterday. And other things going on. There was the big sale in Shanklin yesterday, wasn't there? Or over the weekend.
Yeah. Shanklin Rotary.
Exactly. That is a huge event. It's nice to see, as I said on my Saturday show, all of the events starting to, you know, we're starting to come out of the whole Christmas thing.
Yep.
And
yeah.
The events are really starting to kick off. If you've got an event that's going on, get in touch with me. paul.topping@iwradio.co.uk. More than willing to give it a mention on my Saturday show. Right, it's nearly 8 o'clock. Hold on, we'll do that again. It's nearly 8 o'clock.
Wake up. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Let me get up.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning.
Maxi Priest, close to you. Isle of Wight Radio, 8 minutes past eight. It's Monday morning. So, let's welcome to the show Andrea. Morning, Andrea. How you doing?
Morning, Paul. Good, thank you.
Now, you were telling me that you had the same bin issues over the weekend as me.
I did, yeah.
The strong winds. I don't know. Our wheelie bins were. It was as if they had a sail on them.
Yeah.
They were just cruising wherever they could go, and then just toppled over.
Yeah, ours was knocked over against the car. So we thought it was either someone really naughty on a night out or very strong winds.
Yeah, it wasn't you, Hayley, was it?
It wasn't, no.
No, okay. Just
I wasn't in that area, officer, at that time of night.
We have CCTV.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-oh.
Check it.
Double check. But to be fair, Hayley was probably at the new KFC. So you're probably all right there. So anyway, it is time to play the Need for Speed with White Fibre. £500 up for grabs. What's the winning time so far, Hayley?
So it's 40 seconds. 40.74 seconds.
That is your time to beat, okay?
That is good, yes.
Let's find out which category you're going to be working with today. What's it going to be, Hayley?
Okay, so it's places today.
Places. Jamie is on the timer. You ready, Jamie?
Yep, certainly am.
Shall we do it, Andrea?
Yep, let's go.
Are you ready? It's the Need for Speed with White Fibre.
3, 2, 1.
This is the party island in the Mediterranean. A lot of stag.
Arica.
Yes. You might go and see Mickey Mouse in this part of America.
Florida.
Yes. It's a famous department store in London. It used to be owned by Mohammed Al Fayed.
Harrod.
Yes.
Harrod.
This is a place, it's a country actually in South America. We also know it's for like a type of nut that we might have at Christmas, normally wrapped in
walnut,
chocolate.
Hazelnut.
No,
Brazil.
No, it's like a country.
Brazil.
Yes, that's it. This is a ski resort in between France and Spain, so it's like a little country
Switzerland.
On the sand. No, it's between France
Italy,
and Spain.
Between
France and Spain, it's a good ski resort. Should we pass on that one? This is a place in London. We also know it as the O2 Arena, but it was called what
Wembley.
Originally? It was called what originally? It was built in the year 2000, known as the something.
Oh, the Millennium Stadium.
That's it. It's a Caribbean island. It's the largest Caribbean island, known for its cigars and also its rum.
Jamaica?
No, for its cigars and rum. So they make their own cigars and rum. Pass on that one, okay. We know this place for playing tennis in London. So they have a big sort of tennis competition
Wimbledon.
In London. Yes. This is a place in Egypt. It's like the water park that goes through Egypt. People have like little cruises on it. So it's what's the river called?
The Nile.
Yes. This place in Germany that is known for having like a beer festival. So the famous beer festival, the something beer festival.
Oh, God, I don't know. Pass
on that, okay. This is like the foot of Italy. So it's like the ball part of Italy at the bottom. So it's another country.
Venice.
No, it's like a little country on its own. sort of attached to Italy, but it's like the football part of it. So you got the boot that would then kick the little bit.
Oh, I don't know, pass. Should we just give up? Because I know.
This is where the Prime Minister lives.
Downing Street.
Downing Street. That's it. This is a famous horse race. They also have Royal something.
Royal Ascot.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, I feel you kind of threw the towel in there at some point.
I hate places.
Oh, dear me.
Started really well.
Yeah, really, really well. And then, there was Cuba, cigars and rum.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the other one?
Like the football part of the boot attached to Italy.
Oh,
do you know it, Jamie?
Sicily?
Sicily.
Is that a separate country?
Well, separate place.
I didn't know that.
Cuba. And a famous ski resort between France and Spain. Anyone know that?
Andorra.
That's it.
Look at you, Jamie.
I wouldn't have got that.
And the famous beer festival in Germany.
I thought Andorra was a explorer on Nickelodeon.
And the famous beer festival in Germany.
Is it Munich?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
To be fair, it would have taken all of us together, Andrea, to be able to have got those. So, you know, I don't think there's any shame in it whatsoever. Let's find out your time.
2 minutes and 1 second.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Longest 2 minutes of your life, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Bless you. Well, we're going to sort you out with a nice Amazon voucher, courtesy of our friends at White Fibre. They're in now.
Thank you.
So if you're owed one of those, you can pop in and come and collect it. So thank you so much, Andrea.
All right, thank you.
Better luck next time. It just wasn't your category, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Have a great day. Thank you very much. That's Andrea. So tomorrow, how many more days have we got to go? I think Friday, we've got until Thursday. Yeah. So let's see if you can get this one. £500 has to be given away by Thursday. Could it be you?
Okay. This is a little island at the bottom of the UK. You can get there by ferry from Portsmouth or Southampton.
Really?
Yeah, it's a place and that's the clue.
Okay, so
it's quite a familiar place, admittedly.
So you can get to this island from Portsmouth, Southampton or Lymington.
Or Lymington, yes.
Depending where the White Linker, you know, running that route.
There we go.
Okay, so what do you think it is? Start your text with the word radio to 66777. Include your answer, your name, and you could be playing and winning tomorrow. What do you think it could be? Shape Bobby, man. Difficult one, Hayley.
Toughy. Leon Payne, my G.
Simple. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Liam Payne, Isle of Wight Radio, 17 minutes past 8. Sun should be up, should be a nice day across the Isle of Wight. So we've had our engineer in, been doing some work. doing some work over the last few days. You're laughing because you know what I'm going to say, but I don't think it's funny. So he's left a rather flash screwdriver on the desk.
Hayley's, it's got all the attachments.
Hayley says, "Whose is that?" I said, "Well, I think it's our engineer David." Well, he's left it here. I'm having that. I'm like,
first thing, I'm having that.
Yeah, it's like, no, well, it wasn't like steal it.
I wasn't going to steal it. I was just going to borrow it.
No,
till he asked for it back.
Yeah.
Till I got an email. Does anyone know it?
So, you know, just be aware that, you know, if Hayley's around, don't leave anything lying around.
She was straight in there, wasn't she?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, I feel...
That's a little bit harsh.
I don't think it is. Which bit of what I've said was wrong?
I was going to borrow it. I said I'm having that to use, and you didn't let me finish what I was going to say. I was just like, I'm having that to use on my laptop to fix something.
What are you going to use?
I don't know.
Screwdriver
didn't let me finish.
I mean, I don't want to be funny, and I'm no laptop engineer, but very rarely have I seen any of those engineers use a screwdriver quite that big?
There's lots of attachments that big. It's tiny.
The end's
it's
not.
About 3 inches.
The end's not.
The end's massive.
Yeah. It's a flat one.
Anyway, it's Isle of Wight Radio. It's Do you feel a bit bad about that? That was the first thing, that theft was the first thing that came into your mind?
No, because you, like you do, just always likes to be mean, and I hadn't finished a conversation. I was going to say, I'm having that to use. I hadn't finished.
Jamie, am I being unfair?
No, do you know what?
Jamie,
surprisingly,
said
I am on your side this time.
Jamie, what did Jamie say after? No, I've already said I'm having that.
I'm working with a couple of thieves.
Oh, now it's me.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
So, over to you, Hayley. You are asking.
I am asking. You're answering. And Jamie's on the dinger. 1957. Which member of the royal family started their first day at prep school?
1957. I think Prince Charles would have already done it. So I'm going to go Prince Edward.
So you're going with Prince Edward?
Yes.
Oh, if you'd have gone Prince Charles, you would have got it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Close. 1990. What paper began publishing in London this year? 1990.
Was it the Metro?
No. It has the word Sunday in it as a clue.
So it was a Sunday newspaper?
It's a Sunday newspaper. Yeah, it was a Sunday newspaper, Jamie.
It just for London?
No, it just started publishing in London. So the publish house is in London. So it's all over.
So it's a national...
Which national Sunday newspaper was first published?
This has been overcomplicated.
In London.
Yes.
So it's not just for London?
No, it's a national newspaper, but it's published in London for a Sunday.
On a Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. 1990, I'm going to go with the don't know. don't really do news. Does anyone buy newspapers anymore?
I don't know.
I get the free ones.
Yes. Yeah, but I, to be fair, I just wouldn't dream of paying for a newspaper anymore when you can get everything everywhere else,
true,
can't you? So I'm going to go with, I don't know, the Express.
No, it's the Independent on Sunday.
Oh, right, okay.
But
there we go.
Very good. Like I say, no one reads newspapers, so you probably wouldn't have taken it in.
To be fair, I wouldn't have a clue what newspapers are available on a Sunday.
Next question. 1813. Jane Austen published what famous book this year?
Now, it's not The Hobbit. It's not James and the Giant Peach. Jane Austen.
There was a film, too.
Did she write the book after the film, or was it before?
I think the book was written before.
Jane Austen and the Giant Peach. Final answer.
Giant Beanstalk.
Yeah.
It's not, no. They get all dressed up in fancy gear. There's two peas in it.
Two peas in the pod?
No, two peas in the title.
Right, okay.
Do you know which one? There's quite a lot of clues.
No.
I thought you'd know this.
I thought you'd know this. Something.
Something and what?
Oh, something. Peace and...
Pride and Prejudice.
There you go.
Yeah.
You did know it.
No, I just thought it'd be funnier to say Jane Austen and the Giant Peach.
It was funny. Right, final one then. So you've got two out of three so far. Final one. 1896. The first speeding fine was handed out to a British motorist. Walter Harrod of Kent was caught doing what speed in a built-up area, and he was fined 1 shilling.
20 miles an hour?
No.
What is the speed limit?
The speed limit was 2 miles an hour.
Oh, 5 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour, 1 mile an hour.
He was doing 8 miles.
8 miles an hour. My goodness.
That's crazy, isn't it?
You don't even have 8 miles an hour on your car, do you, Jamie?
I don't know.
Starts at 50.
So he was doing four times the speed limit then.
He was doing four times the speed limit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Find 1 shilling.
To be fair though, you could be on a pedal cycle going down a hill faster than that,
couldn't
you?
Right,
19 minutes to 9. It's Isle of Wight Radio. That feature I feel is so worthwhile.
Yes.
I love it.
You learn lots of interesting facts,
everyone,
don't you?
Yeah, everyone learns so much from it.
Yes.
It's like our little bit of edutainment on the show. Blue Cantrell, Breathe, Isle of Wight Radio. Monday, January the 28th. Top temperature today, 6 degrees. Feeling cooler, though.
Here comes. Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Here comes the sun. Here comes the legendary Isle of Wight Radio.